Well, good evening, and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. Well, it's time for another week of prophecy news headlines, and boy, as I say every week, we were talking at a meeting last night at the gathering there in Newburgh at the Calvary Chapel Church, which meets every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. We talk about this stuff, and you know, it's, since 2020, it's just, boy, the birth pains have just exploded in every category, so the Lord is close. Let's review just a few. We'll start with society in the United States. Boy, this campus issue, this anti-Israel stuff on college campuses in America is just out of control, isn't it? Campus chaos continues. This was on the 1st, of course. Violent clashes are erupting around the country. I know in Portland Library, right up here, right up the street, activists fortify for standoff. Jewish girl on UCLA campus beaten and sent to the hospital. I mean, it's crazy. Thousands arrested. And so anyway, continuing. Let me see. I know there's a couple more here. But actually, Biden calls for calm. He says, you think? Biden calls for calm. He said, Iran University offers scholarships to U.S. students expelled over the Gaza protests. It's, man, it's crazy. Okay, on the 4th, micro-intifada. Basically, American activists paid and trained in the militancy, so they're paid to do this. Harvard speaker likens Israel to Hitler. One more on this particular subject is, this was not in some faraway land that we're seeing this. Calls for a final solution are being heard right here in America. I don't know, people don't understand this, but that's just signing a doomsday warrant for America. It really is. You know, the world seems to be blaming the Jews for humanity's problems regardless of what they are, which is prophesied as well it would be in these final days. Boy, is it happening. Just more prophecy coming true. Okay, moving on. More than 1 in 10 LGBTQ youth say they have attempted suicide this past year. So I know that they have to be somewhat troubled to start questioning, you know, their male or female gender. I mean, it's ridiculous. You're either a boy or a girl. All right, number rising. 6 more states sue Biden administration over their radical and illegal changes to Title IX. They totally revised that Title IX in the Constitution to take care of the LGBTQ people. It's just crazy. All right. More refugees. The Biden administration now plans to flood the United States with refugees from Gaza. As a matter of fact, in his speech, another one of his idiot speeches, he says, it just brings in more voters. Oh, I mean people in trouble. That's, he said that, not me. More than 100 million Americans expect civil war within the next 5 years. Wow. I totally agree. I think it could happen by the end of this year. Young Dems warn Biden he must change course for their support. Support anti-Israel movement. Roughly one half of Generation Z voters are sympathetic to Hamas. And this is why we see this administration floundering all the time, because Biden's such a mess and they don't want to lose, you know, the left election. So coming up at the end of this year. And so they adjust their thinking to what society wants, not what they think it needs. It's really sad. Continuing, 15 police, Portland police vehicles torched in an arson attack. Man, Joe Biden, migrants, not Americans, make us strong, he said. I mean, the guy is just delusional. On the 5th, 41% see Civil War number two, on the horizon. I mean, again, there it is again. It's amazing. America, no more. Biden's Department of Justice treatment of jailed pro-lifers meets international definitions of torture. I'll just share just a list of a few of the things that were done. Now, remember, these are all older women, some of them in their 70s. All he did was, in Washington, D.C., was stand outside an abortion clinic and say they don't agree with it. That's their crime. All right. That's why it's America, no more, because they're arrested. They're in prolonged solitary confinement, sleep deprivation, degrading humiliation of middle-aged woman by parading her fully shackled into court. Fully shackled. I mean, it's ridiculous. Deprivation of heat and clothing in severe cold. Deprivation of urgent medical treatment. They were treated with torture systems by agents, etc. Just the list just goes on. It's amazing, man, what's happening in this nation. Crazy. A couple more stories in America and we'll move on. our deer in the headlight moment. The worst market crash since 1929 is rapidly approaching, and the feds don't know which way to go. They don't. They raise the rates, we're in trouble. They lower the rates, we're in trouble. Either way looks pretty grim, and it is. West Point introduces woke curriculum, if you can believe that, our military leaders, with courses on deconstructive patriotism, how dare us, cross-dressing in the military, and gender norms and representation in the ranks. That's West Point. I never thought, I guess we'll beat them to death with our jewelry purses, our enemies. Elite College, which is MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, becomes the first to eliminate DEI hiring requirements. They don't work, they say. We need to find people that can do the job. Good for them. Okay, let's go to society and the world. Supercomputer predicts humans will face a triple whammy extinction event. Now, according to scientists, a combination of failing food supply, rising sea levels, and areas of the planet becoming too hot to live will ultimately lead to almost all mammals, including humans, to die out. But their advisors must be John Kerry and Al Gore. Huh? They've been saying that the seas are rising since the early 90s. And they've come up maybe an inch. All right, unification of CBDCs. That's coming digital money. Global banks are now telling us that the end of the dollar system is near. All total CBDC by 2030. There's that number again, 2030, 7 years starting, this year actually. Imminent insect demise means food's web is on the verge of collapse. Report from the World Entomology Body, the WEB, is very frightened as the most recent annual assessment of insects' health indicates that loss of whole insect communities is imminent, which will have disastrous effects on the global food web. Now, we know the globalists want us to start eating that stuff, but I think it goes much further than that, of course. Apocalypse goes mainstream. End of the world chatter is now the new normal among most people. It's crazy. Pushed to suicide. The callous regard for human life in the Canadian health system. Increasing push for euthanasia for many different health and mental issues. And euthanasia is now spreading across the globe. I mean, this is crazy. They're taking it out of God's hands. This is God's decision when we leave this earth, not some doctor or some government. I know Trudeau in Canada is totally, that nation has become, well, beyond it. I can't even find a word. Preparations ramp up for the global security force to quell Haitian violence and any other places in the world that are causing problems. Get that? Global security force. So there's global police are coming. Should we be surprised? It's crazy, man. Wars and rumors. Putin crushing new offensive could be the end of Ukraine. Macron vows to send troops if Russia breaks through the front lines. And, of course, that's caused a lot of problems. Baltic countries ask, are we next? I know Russia is just really upset with Macron saying that. And so China and Russia are now plotting a Taiwan invasion, says U.S. intelligence. And militarized Russia rises to challenge the West because of Macron's statements. Putin orders nuclear weapon drills, citing provocative statements. Of course, Macron's was the statement that set him off. Okay. More threats, anyway. We know there'll be wars and rumors of wars. Moving to pestilence. I could talk all day, but you don't want me to do that. Trust me, I've already talked too long for some of you. Anyway, earthquakes this week, moderate, 1.6. And that was a 6.2 down in the Indonesian area, which happens a lot down there. There were 38 fives, which is a little high, but not crazy weak. This is, 10 years ago, that was a lot. Now it's normal. Tornado count tops 100. This was on the 1st. This was a week ago. And EFT4 was in the central heartland. That's the second to the biggest possible. Next, you see in the 4th, 3 days later, U.S. had 300-plus tornadoes in April. That was the second most on record. Wow. One more on the tornadoes. This was yesterday. More tornadoes, 16 in 6 states. One dead, widespread damage everywhere. Boy, one little town in Oklahoma just got destroyed and wiped out. It was really sad to see the pictures. Okay, also, massive solar flares, signs in the sun, moon, and stars. There's been four X flares in the last 3 days, one of them being just huge. That happened yesterday. Blackouts in a certain part of the world there. Houston basically is virtually underwater with more flooding on the way. Rivers in America, they're now at the Hurricane Harvey levels we saw a few years back, which were records then. Evacuations, homes destroyed, tornadoes. I mean, it's everywhere. It's crazy. But that's enough of that. Let's move on. We could go on forever on that stuff. Let's go. Sorry about my throat. Dr. Markola, he's a kind of famous guy. Expect an avalanche of contagious COVID shot dementia. Another one they're adding to the list. Says there is a proven definite link with mRNA shots to dementia. So one more hazard listed on these COVID vaccinations. Doesn't surprise me. Internet internal documents leaked. It shows the CDC concealed evidence linking deaths to Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccinations. So all this stuff is coming out now, and that's why nobody's wanting them anymore, thank God. Long Beach, California officials declare tuberculosis out, breakout. It says its outbreak is a public emergency down there, they're saying. So we'll see about that. Bird flu is a big word nowadays for maybe the coming plandemic, the next one. Fears are rising across the globe. The next plandemic is, they're asking. Disturbing first photo of a Texas farm worker who caught the bird flu shows bleeding in the eyeballs. I saw the picture. It's pretty frightening, man. Looked like Halloween. Hundreds believe COVID vaccinations harmed them, but nobody's listening. Lawsuits, however, are piling up. And finally, Moderna posts a 1.2... Sorry, some young person's car. Moderna posts $1.2 billion loss as demand for COVID vaccination collapses. Gee, I wonder if we should take up donations for Moderna. They're going to be in trouble, aren't they? Accounting the hundreds of billions they made before that loss. All right, spiritual. I'm old, so put up with me. Spiritual persecution news. United Methodist Church lifts a ban on LGBT clergy same-sex weddings. So boy, they finally affirm and celebrate its fall into apostasy. You knew that was coming, you just could sense it. Swedish police approve Quran burning event. Boy, I'll bet you the Muslims are loving that. Signs of the times, war, famine, pestilence, and natural disasters. We are in the midst of a perfect storm, they're saying. And most all are clueless. The Bible spells it out very clearly that all these things would increase exponentially in these final moments before Jesus fixes everything. Hostility toward Christianity increasing in the United States and Europe. It really is. So stand by, guys, if you're a believer. You know, just be willing to stand the ground. People are asking, is there a God? The Gaza war caused a spiritual crisis among Israelis and Palestinians. That's what Jill Rosenberg said, one of my favorites. Because they lack Bible teaching, that's what I say. And I think, well, Jill Rosenberg is a Christian Jew, and he lives over there. And I had an opportunity of meeting him a number of years back at a church where he spoke. Wrote some great books. He wrote about things that came true a year later. So he's kind of like a prophet almost, you know. But he says, I'm not a prophet. He says, just what the Bible's telling us is coming. Gee, what a concept. Question, how can you love the King of the Jews while despising the Jews of the King? That's a question that needs to be asked. It's just hard to believe. Hundreds of college students accept Christ at Tennessee. There's some good news, finally. God is doing something on these colleges around the country. There's young people coming to the Lord. It's great to see. Top Oklahoma State official on school chaplains. Satanists are not welcome. They can go to hell. Oklahoma joins Florida in saying there will be no satanic clubs in their schools. Good for them. Let's go to God's time clock, Israel and the Middle East. Saudi Arabia has decided to normalize relations with Israel. That is, of course, if they agree to a Palestinian state, a two-state solution, which Israel is not going to do. So it doesn't mean anything. Doubts are growing over Gaza truce plan. This is on the 2nd, so basically I'm going to cut to the chase on this. I'll go to, let's just go to, here on 2 days ago, okay, on the 6th. IDF, which is the Israeli Defense Force, begins their Rafah invasion, captured the border crossing, the one that goes into Egypt, so they can stop and go whatever they want. Hamas accepts ceasefire proposal, of course, they claim, that was never offered. In fact, Biden and the administration actually did some final changes without Israel's knowledge, and now they're blaming Israel for invading Rafah. And so it's just amazing what this Biden thing is doing. It's just unbelievable. In fact, tensions are mounting as Israel says U.S. allowed Hamas to blindside Israel with this revised hostage deal offer. It was ridiculous. You know, anyway, it's really sad. I basically just want to do one more thing for this one. The globalization of Intifada, which is what's happening in Israel, is already in progress. Look at right here in America on college campuses. It's just crazy what's happening. Okay, we're almost there, guys. The world government, I'm just going to talk about two quick things this week on this because the days are coming where there'll be a lot to talk about. Anyway, we know one of the two major meetings this year is happening at the end of this month, May. Starts on the 27th. They've already had some meetings. In fact, I think there's one going right now about their pre-planning for this meeting. It's simply put, it's a newly released draft that was remained the same. This is a vote coming at the end of the month for the UN to take over the World Health World Economic Forum and the World Health Forum and all these different globalist forums want to take over the world's health control. In other words, if there's another pandemic, which there will be, they can say you will get a shot or you won't even be allowed in society. In fact, you may go to jail. That kind of ridiculousness is happening. We know the big one in the summit of the future, they're calling it, you know, the planned events kicks off in September, where they're officially kicking off the 7-year globalist plan to conclude in 2030. So when you hear the word 2030, that's the big globalist plan to basically have global control by 2030. We'll certainly report more on that as it comes. But gee, where have we heard that? Now in the Bible it says there will be a globalist leader. Well, he has to have, if he's a globalist leader, he has to have the global government, right? So gee, I wonder where we read that. Let's do pure delusion. I've already talked a lot about it, haven't I? Biden farm priorities, queer farming. He's pushing it as improving American agriculture. There was no specific reason given, just queer farming is good. It improves America's agriculture. Unbelievable. Minnesota's public microphones for police detect gunshots now is being criticized as racist. I guess it's happening most in those communities. I'm going to stay away from that one. Christian group kicked off campus. Why? For requiring its leaders to be Christian. That's the University of Iowa. They're saying that their leaders don't have to be Christian. But wait a minute. They're Christian groups. Delusion. All right, next to last. Man charged with attack on his sister. Why? What was his weapon? Fried chicken. I'd have no idea. And finally, big nude boat offers trip to paradise. Not paradise, but paradise. On naked cruise from Florida. So the height of another level. So I can't do anymore. That's it for this week, guys. I love you. I'm going to cut this off because we've been going, well, gee, not so bad this week. We're under 20 minutes. But I just want to get out of here. I love you all. Just make sure just to stay strong in these days because persecution is going to increase. We don't know how much longer the Lord's going to tarry, but not much. Hang in there. He's coming soon. And so until next time, this is Rick.